Blog Talk Radio.
And we're here with Endzone. I am Jeremy York. Hopefully you guys are all listening real quick. We had some technical difficulties we had to get past, but I will make a quarterback roundup just as soon as I can. There were three major ones to be signed here recently that I do want to get into. And, of course, we'll get into the Michael Vick signing with the Jets. We'll get into the Mark Sanchez signing with the Eagles. But I want to start with Brandon Whedon signing with the Dallas Cowboys. The reason this is actually a big thing is he plays a similar style to Tony Romo. And overall, this actually makes them a little bit better. They don't have to sign John Kitna out of a local high school in Washington. And it was nice that he donated his salary the way he did. However, this gives them a possible option in case Tony Romo gets messed up or dinged up, which tends to happen based off the way their offensive line has played recently. Overall, you know, this is an upgrade at that position, with no disrespect to John Kitna or anybody else that's been there. But this was, you know, the reason they had to let go of DeMarcus Ware, so that he could pick up the slack, so to say, as far as monetarily speaking, and make some of the moves they needed to. Real quick, we will jump into the Mark Sanchez one, because it's almost like the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Jets just traded quarterbacks, even though neither of them technically traded them. They released or let them go, didn't re-sign them, and they went to the other suspected teams. But Mark Sanchez to Philadelphia gives it a all-Pac-10, all-Pac-12 trio now, with Nick Foles and Matt Barkley being the other two. Overall, Foles should be the starter, but Sanchez has the potential to step in for the same reason you signed Brandon Whedon in Dallas. It should make him a little easier transition in case Barkley's not ready. Chip Kelly has a lot of interesting ideas a lot of times, so he could, you know, play off of that and have some weird packages with two or three quarterbacks in the same set play. But if you're going to tune in for this one, you probably tuned in to hear what I had to say about Michael Vick being in New York. It is a different kind of market. It definitely will not be anything like it was in Philadelphia or Atlanta, for that matter. New York is the city of lights. It's got a very interesting media crowd, and the fans are always passionate about every sport. So overall, I think Michael Vick is a great fit in a Rex Ryan-style offense, because with the right coordinator, Rex Ryan could pretty much turn Michael Vick loose. And as long as the line can keep him upright, Michael Vick should be able to take on anything. But, you know, if you want to call in and weigh in on any of this stuff, the number here is 347-826-7448. Again, that number is 347-826-7448. If you want to call in and weigh on any of these, or if you have another question about maybe your team. But, yeah, overall, those are the three major ones at the moment. And, you know, overall, the one that has the biggest potential for a biggest impact to me is Michael Vick, because I believe he can have a resurgence of his career. He's got another potential spot. You know, Andy Reid gave him a shot in Philadelphia, and Andy Reid not there anymore. Chip Kelly kind of had as much as he wanted with him, but Michael Vick really has a shot here. They've got some weapons they've added, a few different packages you can do. Like I said, as long as he stays upright, I don't see a real potential problem anywhere down the road. Now, you know, like I said, the other two are going to be backups, where Vick has a chance to start over Geno Smith, who was, I guess, easily a disappointment. He didn't quite fit in the way they wanted him to, and I think they had to start him a little faster than they wanted to based off of Sanchez's injury. Sanchez will be good enough. Good, you know, he's 80% now. He clearly had to pass a physical to sign his new deal. But Michael Vick is definitely going to have the potential to break out and really do some things. But that's the quarterback roundup for now. I will be back on later this week. There's some big things happening in Jacksonville that I want to catch you guys up on. And also the Texas Revolution Indoor Football League are really blowing up and trying some things that I think are really cool, and give you guys a chance to give some feedback on that kind of, you know, on those particular things. But for now, that's going to do it for me. I hope you guys enjoyed the initial voyage here of End Zone, and look forward to a lot more. For End Zone, I am Jeremy York. We'll see you guys next time.